Good morning here on the Mighty 690. I'm Matt Jordan here with you, and we are joined in studio by Aspen Black with the Coffeyville Community College Humanities Project here with concert coming up tonight. And so before we kind of get a little bit of your music, how'd you get into, you know, playing music, and, you know, what led you to where you are today?
Well, hi, Matt. I've been playing since I was about 6 years old, actually. I first started in the concert violin, believe it or not, even though I play country and folk-type music now. And I've just learned a lot of instruments along the way, began writing my first songs actually as compositions in the classical style, and first writing my lyrical songs around age 12.
So of the instruments you know how to play, what's your favorite?
Oh, my goodness. Whichever one's in my hand at the time.
Okay.
but I play a lot of guitar, mandolin, ukulele, bass, and then occasionally some percussion and some other instruments, a little bit of fiddle. I teach that back home as well.
Anything that was particularly hard to learn, or are they... I know they kind of all kind of work together. Once you know one, you really start to pick up the others.
Goodness, everything with strings has been very easy for me to learn. So even if I've never played the actual instrument, I can usually pick up a tune on it within about a half hour. Piano, though, was harder for me to learn. I did take a few lessons in that, and I can play some, but I still have more of an aversion to that, whereas a stringed instrument just falls under my hands.
So for people that are coming out tonight or are considering coming out tonight, what can they expect from the show?
Well, first off, a variety of music within the country and folk and Americana styles, all originals, and they're all story songs. I have a project called Generations Legacy Project, where I'm actually collecting people's stories as I go around the country. So I'm hoping that a lot of these stories in my songs will inspire people to think about different stories in their own lives, and I'll have a little paper that you all can take home with you and write out a story and then email that back to me and be part of the project.
Wow, and music's such a great way to remember stories too.
It is, absolutely. It brings out things, and you'll hear things that just one line in a song may resonate with someone, and you'll just hang on that line and say, oh my gosh, that's me, or that's my mother or my father or my home when I was a child.
All right. Well, why don't you give us a little bit of a taste of what we can expect tonight?
Okay. Well, this is going to be a country style song of mine. And this was when I thought about I might have to be selling out my farm. And I really thought about who I was and what I stood for. This is called Born to be a Cowgirl.
I remember Daddy's saddle cutting wood and moving cattle. It was early fall 1983. I was young and I was fearless, sometimes fell but always tearless. Loved my mom and dad, but destined to be free. And I rode 1,000 acres full of wonder and frustrations. I learned just what life meant to me. Following those hoofprints made before. Yes, I was born to the streams and mountains, to both settle down and roam forevermore. Now I remember old Doc Wilson learning rope tricks from John Childress. Back at the barn I felt my first sip of Jim Beam. Shooting sacks for target practice, I tried to climb a cactus, and they all laughed when I saddled that whole steam. And I rode 1,000 acres full of wonder and frustrations. I learned just what life meant to me. Oh, I was born to be a cowgirl, following those hoofprints made before. Yes, I was born to the streams and mountains, to both settle down and roam forevermore. Now the greatest god of all is a western sunset, with prairie grass below and a wide sky above. Then my daddy came to visit my little place down by the river. He said, girl, I've got you saved, I'm me proud. 10 broke colts out in the stable, and there's beef on your table. I said, thank you, Dad, for passing this life down. 'Cause I was born to be a cowgirl, to follow in those hoofprints made before. Yes, I was born to the streams and mountains, to both settle down and roam forevermore. To both settle down and roam forevermore. Thank you.
All right, yeah. I think that song will resonate with a lot of people in the area. There's a lot of cowgirls, farm girls out here. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Aspen Black. You can hear her tonight. What time and where at?
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock at the Community College Theater, the Spencer Rounds Theater. This is my fourth or fifth time coming here. It's a great venue, great place, lots of seats, so I know there'll be lots of room for you. Good sound in that place, so come on out.
All right, yeah, come on out and get a taste of some of the things that you could hear tonight. So, mm-hmm. All right, well, appreciate you stopping in. Obviously, you enjoy coming out if you've been this many times, and if you've missed Aspen in the past or you want to hear her again, tonight's your night.
That sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Mighty 690. We'll get into Open Line coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.